Thank you. Kate Savage from Jefferson. We are all noticing the beauty of our trees changing from green to orange. We have all noticed the ugly green of greed and money and the beauty of orange of opposition. We stand united to speak loudly that we don't accept this proposal for an extension cord running from Canada through our state to the New England power grid. The citizens of New Hampshire chose to live free or die. The citizens of the North Country choose to embrace a lifestyle of Yankee ingenuity and keeping the natural elements real. We choose to moderate our lives, to responsibly consume our utilities, which for New Hampshire has equaled a power surplus. With this surplus, we are not in need of this energy. Therefore, with Northern Pass into the New England power grid, New Hampshire will not be taking the power. In fact, per literature from the Hydro-Quebec and the Northern Pass websites, this power plant is bi-directional. Once the power is into the ISO New England power grid, Hydro-Quebec has one of the first dibs on buying it back for its own impending power droughts. To see this as a win in any form for the state of New Hampshire is blind. We have heard and read all of the many promises of taxes, of 1,200 jobs, of clean energy. This scoping process that we are all a part of requires alternative plans and paths to the proposed line. Why then is the only alternative listed that of crossing the Connecticut Lakes headwaters, which is legally protected by a conservation easement? Should not the alternative be a legal means, such as a burial along existing right-of-way, highway, corridor, or perhaps along the transmission line that exists across the Connecticut River in Vermont? Northern Pass could make friends with its neighbors that appreciate the scenic beauty of the state rather than obstructing it. While the opposition for this plan has been strongly held in the North Country, we are encouraged that our brothers and sisters of New Hampshire speak out loudly and informed, making this a New Hampshire Pass issue. This is a burr in our side, and we aren't taking it quietly. When Northern Pass arrives at the threshold of our great national and natural treasures, it is a game over for the North Country. This is not a NIMBY, not in my backyard issue. This is an EB issue, everybody's backyard. The White Mountain National Forest and the Connecticut Lakes headwaters are both there as protected for everyone. We enjoy and appreciate the natural beauty that Mother Nature provided to all of us. The audacity of these private companies to even ask permission to use these places is out of control. Northern Pass is for profit, and its only basis is that it doesn't provide energy to Connecticut, Rhode Island, or Massachusetts out of kindness or goodness. It's for green profit. That is offensive and underhanded to the citizens of New Hampshire, and we won't take that. Thank you.